News Talk 790 KFYO 737. Tom Collins and Laura Mack on Monday morning. Glad to have you back from the weekend. On the line with us this morning, Congressman Randy Neugebauer, District 19. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Laura. How are y'all this morning?
Good morning. We're doing great.
Good.
Hey, just curious, are you or do you consider yourself to be or not to be on vacation? That is the question.
Well, if you looked at my schedule for the next few weeks, you wouldn't want to go on that kind of vacation. Now, we're going to be traveling extensively through the district. And this is really, I think it gets kind of interesting that they call it vacation. Really, what the Congress does is recess every year in August for members of Congress to go back to their congressional districts and, you know, talk to their constituents. And that's what we're going to be doing.
So what you're saying is recess for Congress is not like we remember recess in school.
No, where you go out on the playground and play around. Yeah, it'd be nice if it was, Laura.
Right.
But, recess is, means that we're not in Washington. And, you know, some people think that America's a little safer when Congress is on recess.
You know, though it may be a game of political dodgeball, as it may be.
Exactly.
All right, Randy, let's talk about the border bill. Sum that up for us, and what does it really mean as far as you're concerned?
Well, we set out to do three things, Tom. One is we needed to, you know, beef up our border. Our border is not secure. The president said it was secure, but it's not. And so we put resources, stepped up additional resources to protect the border, reimbursing states if they call up the National Guard. Then, unfortunately, because we've had this huge influx of these children coming into the country, we had to provide a little bit of additional money to process these kids and take care of them until we can send them back to their families where they belong. And then the other thing is take some actions that would disincentivize this behavior of these kids and parents risking their lives to send them to our country. And so processing them faster, changing the law so that we treat OTMs other than Mexicans the same way that we treat people from Canada and Mexico. We turn them back around and we send them back home. And so this is a first step. This is what Congress can do. It's what the House plan was. Unfortunately, the Senate left town and didn't take any action on this, Tom. And the president it doesn't seem to be very engaged with the border, so I'm not sure where we go from here.
Hmm. Well, it's not surprising that they didn't do anything with it in the Senate, but there have been a lot of bills and things that passed through there. Are there certain things that they're just saying that they have to have before they're even going to look at something, or is it an all-or-nothing deal?
You know, I don't know what's going on. Harry Reid, we have sent over 350 pieces of legislation, many of those that would help create jobs and get our economy back going again. But for whatever reason, Harry Reid just doesn't – they're not doing anything over there. And when they do something, it's spending a bunch of money that we don't have or increasing entitlements. I think what Harry Reid is in a mentality over there of kind of hunkering down because the November elections are not looking too good for some of the Democratic senators.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. let's move to the potential suit against the president. Let me preface this by saying I just over the weekend and this morning saw some news clips from 08, 10, and 11, that President Obama was then speaking and saying and criticizing executive action taken by the Office of the President, saying that it was against the law and that we can't be breaking the law. But now that he's sitting in that seat, he's got a pen, a phone, and, you know, now I guess because it's him, he feels like it's no longer against the law. In his own words, he said it was against the law.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of interesting. The Supreme Court has not been very friendly to this president on some of his overreach, and has had several decisions here recently that have, you know, reversed some of that action. So really what the House is trying to do is they're saying, look, let's go back to the Constitution. Article 1 says that Congress should make the laws. Article 2 sets up the executive branch. It says the executive branch, you know, shall execute the laws. Unfortunately, the president thinks he's Article 1 and Article 2, and what we want to determine is get the courts to affirm, you know, really what the Constitution says.
Hey, Randy, hang with us. We're going to have to hit a break. We'll be right back. Congressman Randy Nagebauer, 743. 747, Lubbock's First News, Tom Collins, Laura Mack, and visiting with Congressman Randy Nagebauer. Here's Laura with a thought for you, Congressman.
Let's talk about Mr. Putin for a moment. Psychology Today has an article out that after 15 years in power, Putin's actions may be pretty much down to his contempt of others. Contempt being described as the most important element of his psychology. According to the article, it's not only contempt for what he regards as weak and possibly, in his macho worldview, effeminate Western leaders. More important is his contempt for their institutions, such as international treaties and laws. Do you agree with that psychological analysis of Mr. Putin?
Absolutely, Laura. I mean, this is a very arrogant individual. You know, he's a communist. You know, came from the old former Soviet Union. You know, where they rule with an iron fist. He didn't like the switch, and he would do everything he could to go back to the way it was. And in fact, you know, some people think that's, you know, what the Ukrainian situation is about. He's a very dangerous person.
Yeah. According to this doctor, there can be little doubt that his brain has been neurologically and physically changed so much that he firmly and genuinely believes that without him, Russia is doomed.
Well, I mean, you know, he has ruled with an iron fist before and after, you know, and I think that's a fair assessment of Mr. Putin.
Okay, I think he's...
Even Angela Merkel, you know, Germany's chancellor, said that after speaking with him, she said she was not sure he was in touch with reality, telling President Obama that Putin was in another world, as she put it.
I think that's
scary.
You know, I can't... Yeah, it is. And, you know, and the problem is that it's being... creating a lot of uncertainty and disruption in that part of the world. And that's a part of the world that's trying to get over being a part of the former Soviet Union. And those Eastern Bloc countries are struggling. It's been a long, long process for them to emerge from the old regime. And now you've got Mr. Putin creating some additional problems in that region.
Let's talk about missiles and whether they will or will not be. And what do you think Putin's idea about that is?
Well, you know, he doesn't want them over there. And, you know, we know the famous conversation where the president thought he was talking off the record. He said, you know, we'll work this out after the election. But I think we should reaffirm that we're going to put our missile defense system in place over there. I think that sends a signal to Mr. Putin, hey, we think you're a dangerous guy.
You know, that's kind of the equivalent of having a sign outside your business that says concealed carry is spoken here.
Exactly.
I mean, locks on doors keep honest people honest, and, you know, he's certainly not the most honest of people.
Well, psychologically speaking, according to this article from Psychology Today, strong consequences have to follow from his contempt for international law and treaties. Appeasement will just fuel his contempt and strengthen his position.
So what Laura's really saying, Congressman, he's got the mentality of a toddler.
Well, exactly. And
no,
the only thing,
he's more dangerous than a toddler.
Yeah, I think what Laura said is exactly right. The only thing that he understands is fist to fist. In other words, you got to throw a punch at Mr. Putin. Otherwise, he thinks you're weak. And
right.
I think he thinks he's been able to intimidate the U.S. and this president. And
but are we willing to pay for that economically? Is the United States ready for something strong that we might have to pay for economically?
Well, I think we have to look at what are the consequences if we don't, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to have to really assess the situation. I think sometimes we kind of think, well, that's happening over in Russia and in Ukraine, but it's much bigger than just that region.
You know, he's a Brezhnev lover. You know, and many moons ago, Brezhnev said, "My grandchildren will bury your grandchildren," and that's what he said. Right out in the open. We're having a conversation with Randy Nagabaur, Congressman, District 19 at 752. Good morning. News Talk 790 KFYO 756. Tom and Laura, Lubbock's First News, morning on Monday. Conversating with Congressman Randy Nagabaur. Randy, I know you guys are supposedly on vacation, but I guess it's more of a pro forma session. You are subject to the call of the chair at any moment, yes?
Yes, I mean, if the Speaker, if there's some business that Congress needed to take care of, and the Speaker just calls Congress back, and, we're back in session. I'm not sure exactly what the Senate, if they stayed in pro forma session or not. You know, there's been a lot of controversy about the President making these recess appointments, and I'm not sure what they did, but I know that this has happened before where we were recessed and the Speaker of the House, you know, called us back. And when he calls us back, we're back.
Hey, real quick, I just want to throw this in there, and then I know you want to talk about these listening sessions. Should the President swing the pen and say that he's giving amnesty to 50% of all the illegals in America? Can that be reversed by the Supreme Court? I mean, can we kick him out? I mean, or is it just one of those things like, oops, sorry?
Well, I mean, those are some of the things that we want to try to do with the giving Congress the ability to file some of those lawsuits, challenge some of those, because the President, as he said in his own words, and you quoted him a while ago, saying, you know, if I can't get Congress to pass the laws that I wanted to do, I've got a pen and a phone. Again, that's in contradiction to the Constitution. The President wants to make laws, and he's supposed to enforce the laws. Those are some of the very issues that we're talking about.
All right, real quick, let's talk about the listening sessions.
Yeah, we're going to be in Big Spring tomorrow from 3 to 4 at Howard College. We'll be in Abilene on Thursday, Snyder on Friday, then next week in Lubbock on Tuesday. At the South Crest Baptist Church from 5 to 6, and Plainview next the following Wednesday at the Plainview ISD Education Complex, and then on Thursday, August 14th in Graham, Texas. So we're going to be traveling around.
Moving around a little bit. Not a very restful vacation for you.
Not a very restful vacation, but a good one.
Yeah.
We enjoy being out with the folks.
Randy, thanks for joining us this morning. Have a fantastic day, okay?
You bet. Thank you. Y'all have a great week.